Imagine, Craig, there's no point in me going any further with the game recap because things just didn't go well for your boys tonight.
Well, at times we played pretty well. You know, it's just like give Kingsford credit. They moved the ball. I don't know how many carries he had, but he must have been up around 50. But, you know, we had some things I thought we could take advantage of and just didn't work today.
And you could tell the guys were just a bit off, eh? You know, false start penalties and stuff like that. Things the guys don't usually do. They just didn't look sharp.
Right. And, you know, and you look, we gave them 14, you know, just on turnovers. And that's something, you know, you mentioned early, so I'll blame you a little bit on the turnover bug. But
I'll take the blame for sure. But you know what? It wasn't just that. It was just, you know, Nate had no time to even think back there. And we have to give Kingsford credit too, right? Because their guys played well in the trenches and really made life difficult for us.
Yeah. They brought the house, and you know, I thought there was a couple adjustments we made at halftime that would give us a little more time, and you know, they adjusted. Give them credit. Good team.
I thought Eli Berthium played very well for you today. And it was good to see Caden Gibbs get a breakout game as far as pass catches. It obviously was early and not late, but you know, there's some bright spots here.
Oh, absolutely. Anytime you come through a game like this and you learn, they exposed a couple weaknesses. You know, we had a great week of practice, but just a couple things broke down and they were able to take advantage. And, you know, like I said, they were just running one base play, but we really struggled to stop it. Second half, we were better, obviously, but, you know, by then, damage is done.
Yeah. How's Elliot?
I think he'll be all right. He was up, he was talking and moving around, so just took a hard hit on the sideline there.
And it was like when he was kind of off balance too. That's what looked really scary from our point of view up here.
Yeah, and again, it was the hit and then the ground, you know. So he got a double hit on that one. So.
All right, Hancock coming in next week, so it's a chance for us to play at home again and to fix some things, right?
Absolutely. You know, and the kids know that, and you know, they're going to be fired up. I'm really interested to see what Monday through Thursday looks like practice-wise.
Thanks for coming up. I know it's not fun to make the long walk after a game like this, but the boys will be back next week.
Absolutely. We'll be back ready to play in front of our outstanding crowd at home against the Bulldogs.
All right, Coach. Thanks for coming up.
All right, Jack. Thank you.
All right, that's Coach Craig Ness, the Gladstone Braves, as